new concerns about how the European debt crisis could impact banks here in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We've been told over and over again that the U.S. banking system is not very exposed to European debt. But what about European banks that operate in the United States, like Societe Generale or Deutsche Bank? The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that U.S. banking regulators are pushing to make sure the U.S. divisions of Europe's biggest banks are keeping enough money in their vaults. Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, is here live with more on this. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly are regulators looking into?
Well, our central bank is the top regulator here for these European banks that have a U.S. presence. And the Fed reportedly has been asking for more information about their ability to fund themselves on a day-to-day basis. The Journal also says the Fed has been pushing these banks to turn their U.S. operations into self-financed organizations to keep enough money on hand here so they're better insulated from any problems their parent companies might run into.
Well, what do we know already about the exposure to European debt here in the United States?
In recent months, Federal Reserve data shows foreign banks have seen their available funding here in the U.S. fluctuate wildly. I spoke to Daniel Martin of the Economist Intelligence Unit, and he says the problem is the exposure of their parent firms to all that bad European debt we've been hearing about for many months now.
When banks become uncertain about other banks in terms of what kind of things that they're holding, they become reluctant to lend the money. Do you really want to lend a bank money when they've got things like that on their books?
Well, it seems like a good question, Bob, and it seems like it makes sense that the U.S. regulators would want to look into these European banks operating here in the U.S.
Well, it makes all the sense in the world, but this is an extremely sensitive problem. On the one hand, a story like this could be floated to help reassure investors that the Fed is on the case here, but as economist Daniel Martin told me, it could also have unwanted repercussions.
A new story like this obviously isn't good, especially since it was banks that tended to be hardest hit by that crash last week.
And to give you an idea of just how sensitive this is, I telephoned one banking analyst in London today who flatly begged off commenting about this story out of fear he might say something wrong and somehow make matters worse.
Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Well, later this morning, we'll get the latest data on how fast consumer prices are rising. Yesterday, the government told us the prices companies pay for goods ticked up. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, that doesn't necessarily mean us consumers will be paying more when we buy things.
The prices companies pay for goods are going up faster than they have in the last 6 months. So you gotta wonder, are companies in a position to pass that increase on to consumers?
No.
Maureen Atkinson is a retail consultant at J.C. Williams Group. She says retailers are in a bit of a bind. They're paying more to stock their shelves, but
it isn't kind of a situation where, gee, things are pretty good, so let's pile on.
That's because demand is soft. Consumers are nervous. And so, Atkinson says, retailers have to be careful about marking things up.
I don't think most retailers are going to be able to absorb it 100%, but they certainly are going to have to try and find ways of absorbing some of these costs.
Maybe they accept a smaller profit margin or start selling products made from cheaper raw materials. Economist Jerry Nicholsberg from UCLA Forecast says there are some businesses that have more pricing options than others.
If you're talking about food and fuel, typically you can pass those price increases off in the short term.
We've all got to eat and get around.
In other goods, in more discretionary goods, it's going to be much more difficult for retailers.
Most of us don't need that new navy blue sweater and won't buy if the price is too high. But Nicholsberg thinks overall, higher producer prices are going to end up squeezing both companies and shoppers. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, about 3%, almost 4% lower in Frankfurt right now, about 3% lower in Paris. Word in the New York Times today that the Justice Department is investigating whether S&P improperly rated mortgage investments leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. But the government says the investigation started before S&P downgraded the U.S. credit rating. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up just 4 points to close at 11,410.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Today, NASA scientists will give us a weather report for outer space. They'll give predictions for a new solar flare season that could wreak havoc on technology, as Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
Every 11 years, the sun's magnetic fields intensify and shoot explosions of electrons into space,
which can impact satellites like GPS, satellite TV, and satellite radio.
Technology writer Christopher Null says the only thing companies can do is turn off their satellites when scientists see a flare.
Just like if you have your laptop and you know you're about to drop it, it's better if it's off than if it's on.
But the flares are unpredictable. We do know we're going to see a lot more of them in the next 5 years or so, says Joe Kunches at the government's Space Weather Prediction Center. And if Earth gets in the path of one of those explosions,
it introduces more energy into the Earth's magnetic field.
Our atmosphere gets electrified.
It's like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this energy?
Whole power grids have fried in past electromagnetic storms. One study says a major solar storm today could cause up to $2 trillion in damage. The only real defense for tech and power companies? To keep a closer eye on the sun. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And speaking of technology, I've got news of a new invention that is going to be really useful, extremely useful, in fact. A company called Millenniata has developed a DVD that can last for 1,000 years. So in the year 3000, you'll still be able to watch Kung Fu Panda 2 on DVD. In other words, maybe Blockbuster does have a future after all. Our special coverage, The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time, continues at Marketplace.org. I'm Jeremy Hobson in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The national debt. It's a big, ugly number with a lot of zeros on the end. It's getting us into some trouble, too. So how do we feel about all that money we owe?
It's a necessary evil. It has to exist. It's what this country kind of runs on.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good debt, bad debt, next time on Marketplace. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.